Correct our thinking, Lord. Purify our desires. Help us to trust you.
In 1 Peter 1, the Bible says, "As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." That is, in every aspect of how we live. Easier said than done, right? We have to learn to think spiritually. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, as you think spiritually about the challenges of daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliott to challenge and encourage us to holy living.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliott again today, talking about some unpopular opinions. And one of my more unpopular opinions is that women ought to stay home. But if I just left it as an unpopular opinion, I would not be telling you the whole truth. I have to tell you that it says in Titus 2, 3 to 5, that older women are to be teachers of younger women, setting an example of godliness and teaching them to love their husbands and to love their children, to be temperate, chaste, and to be keepers at home. So I do believe that this is God's best, that women should stay home, mothers should stay home to take care of their children. If you believe that it is impossible for you to stay home and take care of your children, then, of course, you need not defend your position to me. God knows all about it. And if you've asked him to show you if there's another way, then I do believe that if there is another way, that God will give it to you. But I want to give you strong encouragement and hope, those of you who really want to stay home but feel that it's impossible. Listen to this letter from a lady who has been a Christian only 6 months. I thought this was an amazing testimony. Our family has three members, and she names them. One is an 11-month-old child. I had been under conviction about my working outside the home. My husband and I had discussed it and just knew we could not make it without my paycheck. Well, I kept praying for something to change my husband's heart. A few weeks passed, and things got tougher at work, but my husband's heart was starting to soften. A wonderful Christian lady who babysat my son suggested listening to your show. I mentioned to my husband what she had said, and he started listening. About the second or third time he listened, you aired your program about Christian moms working outside the home. After many hours of prayer, financial figuring, and discussion, we made a decision. Approximately 2 weeks later, I had quit my job. It's going to be very tough to make it on about $8,000 a year, but we made the decision to trust the Lord. People can't believe that we would live with this kind of money and no insurance. But what I have now is more precious than gold. My faith has grown stronger, and the time I have for my family is wonderful. All of us seem to be much happier. Now, there is a testimony, isn't it? God does answer prayer. If God wants you to stay home, God is going to show you a way to stay home. I really do believe that. And there's so much encouragement out there. You know, there really are lots and lots of people who are managing to stay home. And very few people, I suppose, have to live on less than $8,000 a year. But here's a family of three that are planning to make it on $8,000 a year. And if the Lord gives them more children, then I think we can rest assured that the God who makes the baby makes the mouth that needs to be fed and also will provide something to feed that baby. So just trust him, will you? And here's another one. Dear Elizabeth, holy greetings to you in the most precious name of Jesus. It is my greatest pleasure to be writing to you. My purpose for writing to you is to let you know how much your radio ministry means to me and what an inspiration you have been to me in the last several months. When my husband is on a job site and not in the office, he usually leaves home around 6 a.m. in order to be at his destination at 7. Normally, he is tuned in to the radio broadcast, and it is him that told me about your radio show. Now, there's two husbands that have told their wives about Gateway to Joy. Isn't that amazing? ever since, I faithfully started listening to you every morning for the last 3 months, and your sound words have caused me to look closer at myself. Our first child is 5 months old. Currently, I have gone back to work. However, since listening to you, you have been an encouragement to me to be a stay-at-home mother. Because of this, we are preparing ourselves financially by paying off many of our outstanding debts so that I can be used in the capacity that God wants me to be, the best godly mother. Pray for me in this decision. Well, Carla asks me to pray for her, and I want to pray for Carla and for everyone like her who wants to stay home. Heavenly Father, in your word you have told us that your will leads to joy. Lord, you want us to find that fulfillment and that bliss and that joy, the rest that you promise when we take your yoke on us. And Father, you know the longing of these mothers who find it necessary to work. You know their longing for their children, their misgivings, their guilt, their fears about what may be happening to those children. Father, I pray that even now you will comfort them. I pray for those whose hearts are eager to do your will. I pray that you will enable them to trust you, to show them if you have another answer. If they're mistaken in believing that they must work, I pray, Father, that you will guide them one step at a time. And so often, Lord, when we seek your direction, we overlook small things in which you're telling us to be obedient. I pray that as they seek your direction regarding staying home and quitting their jobs, that you will bring to their minds little things, little areas perhaps in which they are not trusting you, small sins that seem small perhaps. In your sight, Lord, probably there is no such thing as a small sin. Some little corner of their lives which they are reserving for themselves. Perhaps an unwillingness to submit to their husbands. Perhaps an unwillingness to believe what your word says, and a willingness to believe what the world says. Deliver them from that, I pray, Lord. And I ask you to open their minds and their hearts and their wills to do whatever you tell them to do. Father, that's the desire of all of us, to please you, to be your servants, to say to you what the Virgin Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word." Give us that spirit of surrender and obedience, we pray. And Lord, I do want to pray especially for the husbands. Oh God, I pray for men who will take the full financial responsibility of their homes, not depending on their wives to bring home part of the bacon. Lord, it may take a major upheaval in many homes in order for a change to be made. And we pray that you will give them the grace and the strength and the manliness to insist upon that kind of an upheaval, to take the risks, to sell the house if necessary, to do whatever needs to be done to make that provision. Give them courage, Lord. Help them to hold up their thinking to the straight edge of your word. Correct our thinking, Lord. Purify our desires. Help us to trust you. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. And I want to remind you again of Jesus' words. Take no thought for tomorrow. Don't worry about what to eat and what to wear and where you're going to live. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. My God shall supply all your need. Remember that he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Paul wrote to the Christians in Corinth, poor people who had been through very great trials and yet had been very generous. He said, we must tell you, friends, about the grace of generosity which God has imparted to our congregation in Macedonia. The troubles they have been through have tried them hard, yet in all this they have been so exuberantly happy that from the depths of their poverty they have shown themselves lavishly open-handed. Going to the limit of their resources, as I can testify, and even beyond their limit, they begged us most insistently and on their own initiative to be allowed to share in this generous service to their fellow Christians. And their giving surpassed our expectations, for they gave their very selves, offering them in the first instance to God. And then skipping down to verse 9 of 2 Corinthians 8, you know how generous our Lord Jesus Christ has been. He was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. And may we not reverently apply that verse to mothers staying home? You might have been rich in the job that you were holding. Are you willing, for the sake of your children, to become poor, so that they, through your poverty, might become rich? God help you.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.